The Cisco Kid, an exciting story, Showdown at Quicksand Bend. The Cisco Kid and his constant companion, Pancho, were always ready to aid the deserving who needed help. No demand on their time or efforts was too great. No journey too hazardous for them to undertake to extend a hand to those in trouble. And so it is, in the spring of the year 1874, that we find them in the big ranch country, riding toward the Circle S Ranch. It is late in the afternoon.
That can be fun to see the city rancho, Cisco.
Oh, a mile or two more, Poncho. We should be there. There's the river just ahead of us.
What's in the city rancho, Cisco, huh?
I am not certain, but I think he's been having trouble with cattle rustlers.
Oh, cattle rustlers. He wants Cisco to save the cattle rustlers, no?
Well, we'll have to wait and see, amigo.
Oh, devil. Oh, look, wait and see. Oh,
devil. This river is swollen from the spring rain. Mother of me, the bridge has been washed away, Poncho.
Yes, Cisco. Poncho thinks something not the same.
Question now is, where do we ford this river?
It's too deep here.
Ah, here are three riders, Poncho. Their horses are wet from fording the river. Un momento, que please, señores.
Now, what do you want?
Will you be kind enough to tell us where we can safely ford this river?
Why, sure. You just...
Wait a minute, D.G. I'll do the talking here. You can cross just west of Anvil Rock, stranger. About a mile downriver. You can tell the place by a big new bend. The only U-bend on the whole river.
Gracias, señor. Come, Poncho.
Gracias, señor.
Up, Diablo. Get
down.
What's the idea of sending them to Quicksand Bend, Pearson?
Yeah, that's what I'd like to know.
That's the worst cache of quicksand along the stream.
Sure, that's the idea. I want them two to get caught in it. If they try to cross there, they will.
Well, what you got against them?
Hey, listen, B.T., and you too, McHugh. Stacy sent us out here to meet the Cisco Kid and show him where to ford the river.
Well, yeah, but...
Well, that's the Cisco Kid.
Oh.
And Stacy sent for Cisco to investigate the cattle rustling that's been going on. The cattle rustling we've been doing.
And I guess you did the right thing, Pearson.
Sure. Now, come on. We'll cross at the safe ford and get back to the ranch.
That looked like a big bend ahead, Cisco.
Hey, that is the U-bend.
I bend?
What?
It's a joke, Cisco. If you bend, I bend, no.
I've heard better jokes, Chico.
Yeah?
Your bend is not too bad.
Yeah, not too bad.
Water's very shallow here. River should be easy to ford.
Easy to ford, easy to ford.
All right, Diablo. Come on, let us get across.
Diablo doesn't want to go, Chico.
Come, Diablo. It's getting late. We must cross the river. In the water now. Come on.
Not the local doesn't want to cross either. The local almost throw Poncho up.
Hold up a second. One moment, Poncho. There's some reason for our horses acting like this. Let us not force them to cross. Back, Diablo. Back. Oh, if I can, I'm going to find out what the trouble is.
What is shallow, Cisco?
Not the depth of the water that bothers our horses, Poncho. Something else. Some real danger. Now, let me see. There's all sand underneath the water. I think I'll throw this heavy rock out into that sand and see what happens.
Santo, Cisco, the rock goes down the sand at his side.
See, that is the answer, Poncho. There is quicksand out there. And if our horses had stepped into it, they would have been dragged down into the rock.
We'd be dragged down with your horses, is it?
Hey, just to make sure, however, I will throw in another big rock.
That'll not go down too, Cisco.
I wonder if those three hombres knew this was a bed of quicksand. They must have known it.
You perhaps not like the looks of those hombres.
Hey, they must have known it. You'll remember them. But right now, we must get to Senor Stacy's rancho. We'll pick a place where it is deep and have our horses swim the river.
And then Poncho gets wet, Chico.
Si, Chico. But it's better to get wet from water than from quicksand. Up, Diablo. Yeah.
Go, Luke. Get wet from the water. Watch out for the quicksand.
B.T., you and McHugh go on to the bunkhouse. I'll go up to the house and report to old man Stacy.
All right, Jesse.
Only them hombres just pulled down in that sand. Everything will work out fine.
Now we'll see.
Hey.
Evening, Miss Molly.
Oh, hello, Captain.
Well,
this Cisco and Poncho business?
I didn't see a thing of Mr. Stacy. Guess they changed their minds about coming here.
Oh, no, I don't think they do that. Cisco sent word today. He'd arrive sometime today.
Yes, sir, and the Cisco kid's word is as good as his bond.
Of course, they may have been detained, Dad.
Well, that's possible. They may be here yet, even though it's getting dark.
Oh, I don't know why you had to send for them, Mr. Stacy. After all, I'm your foreman. Figure I can keep an eye out for these here rustlers.
Oh, sure, sure you can, Fitz. I don't doubt but what you've kept an eye out, but the rustling's been going on for too long now. And I need somebody like Cisco, who's an expert at rounding up two-legged mavericks like them.
Well, suit yourself. I'll be getting back to the bunkhouse now.
Dad, I wish you'd get another foreman.
Another foreman? What for, Molly?
Because I don't trust that man. I never have. He's too
sick
to suit me.
Oh, I guess Kitten's all right. Gets his work done anyway.
You just wait and see. Someday he's going to make you sorry you ever hired him.
Oh,
the guests just go now, Dad.
I told you they'd be here.
I'll go to the door. It is. Where's Cisco?
Well, as much as they need to Molly.
Well, I'm mighty glad to see you, Cisco and Poncho. Mighty glad.
Glad to see you, Stacy.
Yeah, glad to see you, Stacy. My foreman just got through telling me that you hadn't showed up.
By any chance, senor, was your foreman heavily built with a swarthy complexion?
That's him.
Riding a roan horse?
Yeah, that's him, Cisco. Why?
And one of the riders with him was called Beachy?
Sure, he's one of the hands.
The hot hands, senor.
I'm sorry to have to tell you this, senor Stacy, but I think you should know. Poncho and I were directed to a quickstand ford in the river by your man, Pearson.
The blazes, you say?
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, but maybe Pearson didn't know it was a quicksand ford.
You'll be the judge of that, senor. He directed us to cross at the U-bend of the river.
Then he knew.
Yeah. Well, I guess he did. That place has always been a bad quicksand trap. I'll go right out to the bunkhouse and talk with that hombre.
Perhaps Poncho and I had better go with you, Senor Stacy, because I think you are going to have more trouble with that hombre than you realize.
Beachy,
but you?
Yeah, what's the matter,
Peterson?
You're looking some nervous.
You better get your guns on, both of you. That Cisco kid just rode up.
I thought I heard a couple of riders come in.
Guns, huh?
That suits me. We going after Cisco now, Pete?
Well, just get ready in case they come here to the bunkhouse. I kind of figure they will. The house sheds enough light on the path for us to see. And if we have to shoot, get Stacy first.
Why him?
Because I want this ranch, that's why. With him dead, I can get it.
What about the girl?
I'll get her out of the way. At the U-bend. Nobody will ever know.
Look out from this way, Cisco. Come on.
Here they come. Here, get ready. When I say the word, let go at Stacy and then the Cisco kid. All right, now let her go.
Maria, Pancho, open fire in that bunkhouse. I'll drag Senor Stacy out of range.
Easy, Cisco. I'm trying to let you hit anything. It's hard to shoot.
There. That bullet cannot reach him behind this table.
Now,
Pancho, we will go after those banditos. The coyotes have ridden away.
Well, if they come back, we will deal with them then. Meanwhile, we had better get Senor Stacy to the house. I'm afraid he's badly wounded.
Is it fatal, Cisco?
No, I do not think so, Senorita.
Not good, or Cisco is a bad wound.
Oh, dear. And it's 5 miles in town to the doctor.
Nevertheless, I think we must have a doctor here. I will do what I can, but my knowledge is limited in such matters.
Well, I'll saddle up and ride to the doctor.
Poncho, you go with the senorita,
huh?
I will stay here to attend to Senor Stacy. Also, in case those banditos should come back.
Yes, Cisco. Poncho, go with the senorita.
And be careful.
Yes.
He may be out along the trail somewhere.
No hurry.
Wait here for a second.
What's the idea of stopping, Susan?
Keep quiet. I'm listening.
Riders coming.
Yeah. Two of them. Most likely riding to town for the doctor. I figured somebody would be going after him. Beachy, you and McHugh get across that road.
All
right. Here, take one end of this rope.
Yeah.
We'll let it lie in the road till them riders come along, then yank it up enough to throw their horses.
Right, Susan.
Hurry up. They're getting closer.
Now make it that fast as possible.
That's it. Now, when I give the word. Now!
Stuff.
That flapping maneuver his horse's head knocked out cold. Well, Miss Molly, I got an air
errand I'd like you to do.
You've got to let me go. I'm on the way to the doctor.
I figure the doctor will have to wait. I want you to take a note back to the Cisco Kid.
I tell you, my father's badly wounded. I've got to get to the doctor.
Shut up. Either you ride back to that ranch with a note, or I gun you down here. Which would it be?
Oh, you... You devil.
Come on, which would it be?
I'll ride back. But let me see the poncho first. He's hurt.
Leave him where he is. If Cisco don't do as I say, the fat one will be dead anyway. Now, I'll write that note, and you can get going. Back.
So the outlaws, thus far, have the upper hand. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Kid, an exciting story. Go down at Quicksand Bend. As Pancho and Molly Stacy, daughter of the rancher whom the three cattle rustlers had wounded, were on their way to town for the doctor, they were stopped by the outlaws. Holding Pancho prisoner, the rustlers ordered Molly back to the ranch with a note for Cisco, who had stayed to take care of Stacy. And now, in the ranch house.
Now that I've cleaned his wound, it's not as bad as I feared. Perhaps the doctor will not even be needed. Did that hurt things, Stacy?
No, it's all right, Cisco. I guess I've been asleep.
Say, so you have, senor. Now, I will just put a bandage over this wound. Eh? Still got hurt?
No.
Why not? Just a moment, the bandage will be completed, and then I will carry you into your bed, senor.
Uh-huh. Where's Molly?
She wrote it down with Pancho for the doctor.
Oh.
Now, I will carry you to your room.
Oh, I'm all right here.
You'll be much better off in your bed, senor. And I can tell you that your wound is not too serious. I thought at first.
There you are.
You are rest much more comfortably here, senor. If I cover you up with these blankets.
Thanks, Cisco.
I'll let you rest for a few moments, senor, and I'll come back in to see how you are feeling. Senorita has returned. She could not reach the doctor and get back in this time.
Cisco, how's Daddy?
He's going to be all right, senorita.
Oh, thank goodness. I've been so worried about him. Those men, they stopped us. Here's a note for you, Cisco.
Sit down here, senorita. I do not know what has happened, but do not let your father hear you crying or he will worry.
I'm sorry. I'm all right now, Cisco. You better read that note.
We are holding your partner, Pancho. If you leave the Stacy Ranch at once, our Pancho will be killed. Who gave you this note, senorita?
Pearson, our foreman. I knew he was that, Cisco. I knew it. Are you going to leave?
I seem to have no choice, senorita. Still, in order to know that I leave, those hombres will have to be watching from nearby. Perhaps I will not need to go far.
But I'll be here all along with Dad. If they come here...
I will be watching, senorita. He's not far to the first rise of ground, or I will be out of their sight. Then I can double back through the grove. Now come to the door to bid me farewell. Above all, this must look right.
See the ranch house from here, and it's moonlight, B.T.
Oh, where?
Must have got back to the house by now, don't you think, Chris?
Yeah, just about.
What if Cisco don't leave?
And I gave him a cue back there and orders to kill that fat one. Three shots from my gun to signal. If Cisco will leave, don't worry. Him and that fat one's mighty close.
And what do we do if Cisco does leave?
Wait for him to get out of the way, then we'll ride down to that ranch house. And if Stacy ain't dead, we'll finish him off. Hey, look, B.T., somebody come out of that house now.
Yeah, that's him. That's Cisco.
Listen, you will understand why I have to leave, senorita.
Oh, yes, of course, Cisco.
If you see your foreman, tell him I will ride to the town of River Bluff and wait there for word of Pancho.
River Bluff? Well, that's 10 miles away, Pearson.
Yeah, looks like we got Cisco worried.
I know, senorita.
Yeah, we sure got him bluffed. This is going to be even easier than I thought, B.G.
The girl will have the door locked, though.
There's nothing to prevent us smashing in the window, is there? And that's what we'll do. All right, come on, B.G., let's go.
All right. You don't think there's any chance that Cisco Kid's coming back, do you, Pearson?
No, he's smart enough to know we'll have some sort of signal rig with the cue. So if he should come back, it'll be the death of his partner. We got nothing at all to worry about from Cisco now. Or from anybody else.
Oh, boy.
Try the door first, just in case. Come on.
I'm with you, Pearson.
Come on, open that door.
We could shoot the lock off the door, sir.
Yeah, Cisco kid might hear the sound. Come back. We smash a window just as I said. Come on.
Better be careful, that girl, Pearson. Probably got a gun.
Yeah, there's no gun. I'm going in that room through this window right here.
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's
go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Get me some rope, if you will, please.
All right.
You, hombre. On your feet, both of you.
Looks like you got it,
Jason. Get up quickly, come on.
All right, now. Walk ahead of me into the house. And remember, I'm holding my guns on you.
Gracias, senorita.
Here's the rope,
sir. Yeah, gracias again. Hombre, lie down on the floor. On your stomach.
Now, listen, sir.
Down, I said.
Here. Hold these guns, if you will, senorita, while I tie these mavericks. Make sure and tie them so they cannot possibly get away.
This will do for you, Pearson. Now for this other buzzard.
You better turn us loose, Cisco. You don't, that partner of yours gets it.
And if he should, I suppose you know what will happen to you two, hombre. Yeah. Those ropes will keep you from wandering around.
Are you going to leave them here, Cisco?
Only for the time being, senorita, while I find Pancho. It will be an easy matter for you to keep guard over them. All right, hombre. Now, where is Pancho being held?
I ain't saying a word.
You, start talking. My patience is not long, hombre. Either you talk or you and I will take a ride to Fit San Bend.
Well, I...
Shut up, Peachy!
Very well, I will take you with me.
Oh, no, Cisco. I'll tell you. Your partner's being held in a little arroyo just this side of where them quicksands are.
You squealing, Peachy.
Senorita, is there such an arroyo there?
Yes, there is, Cisco.
All right, then I will ride there. But mark my words, hombre. If I find that you are lying to me, I will be back here in a hurry.
Oh, I ain't lying, Cisco. That's the truth.
We will see. Do not leave these chaos, senorita. And do not let them talk you into releasing them.
Oh, don't you worry about that, Cisco. Not after shooting down the father the way they did.
Bueno. I hope to be back within the hour, senorita. Hasta la vista.
He's got nothing to do about it.
Cisco got a lot to do about everything. Cisco got those hombres by now.
I don't know why I don't take it into that quicksand and dump you in.
You're not some Pancho into the quicksand, hombre.
By thunder, I will if you don't shut up.
Cisco be here. Pancho never leaves Cisco when Cisco not be here.
Now look, you.
And when Cisco get his hands on you.
Correct.
No more hombre.
I'll shut you up.
Pancho, remember this, hombre.
Something must have happened.
Yes, something happened. Cisco happened.
All right, you. Now, that's enough. Orders are no orders. You're going to go into that quicksand. Now get up. Get going towards the river.
Cisco be here, hombre. Cisco never fail, Pancho.
Well, this time he'll fail you. Get going.
Let go.
And even if he should show up, I'll gun him down.
Cisco be here, Pancho. No.
Shut up, I tell you.
Pancho, remember that too, hombre.
Maybe that's one of the boys now.
Maybe not, hombre. You find the Diablo.
Cisco! Cisco! He's back!
Get up, you!
Hey, Pancho!
Cut that rope from your wrist, amigo. Where was this hombre taking you?
He took me to the quicksand, Cisco.
That maverick. Now you are free, Pancho.
Gracias.
You need have no worry about this one or the other two. I think we have found Senor Stacy's cattle rustlers, Pancho. In any event, these hombres are headed straight for jail.
Mm-hmm.
good news, Senorita, that your father is so much better.
Oh, yes, it's wonderful news, Cisco. And it's also wonderful that you rounded up the cattle rustlers.
See, they confessed, or rather the beachy hombre confessed with all of them. But where is Pancho? We must be on our way.
Pancho's out in the kitchen.
Well, that is just what I might expect him to be.
Oh, let him stay there for a while, Cisco.
But, Madre Mia, Senorita, if you leave Pancho in the kitchen alone, he will eat you out of house and home.
I hope he does. It seems to be the only way I can repay him. But I can't seem to repay you with food, Cisco.
No, I am not quite so interested in food as Pancho. Excellent as your meals are, but you do not have to speak of repayment, Senorita.
Oh, but I do. And since I can't repay you with food, Cisco.
See?
I know it's a very small repayment, but perhaps it would help.
Pancho.
Now those hombres in the jail.
Sí.
And now we need the Rancho or Senor Stacy.
Sí.
Where'd you learn Pancho to write?
When will I teach you to write?
Uh-huh.
Well, I've been trying to teach you to write, Pancho. But I'm afraid it will take a long time.
Pancho wants to learn to write a letter, Chico.
I think you should learn, Chico.
Uh-huh.
But to whom are you going to write your letter?
Pancho wants to write a letter to Big Maria.
Oh, to Big Maria.
Sí.
Well, perhaps I could teach you to write a simple letter to Big Maria in, say, a month.
That'd be good, Chico. And Chico,
yes,
you learn Pancho to write very slow when Pancho writes to Big Maria.
You want me to teach you to write very slow?
Very slow.
Well, that will follow as a matter of course, amigo.
Mm-hmm.
It will take you some time to learn. But, tell me, Chico, why do you wish to write to Big Maria slowly?
Because Big Maria not can read fast.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Chico.
Another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.